God, we invite you here. We invite you to come and to live through our praises, God. Swing wide, you heavenly gates. Prepare the way of the risen Lord. Swing wide, you heavenly gates. Prepare the way of the We want to prepare the way for you to come. Fling wide, you have begun. Prepare the way of the risen Lord. Fling wide, you have begun. Feel the mountains tremble. Did you hear the oceans roar? When the people rose to sing of Jesus Christ the risen one. Did you feel the mountains tremble? Did you hear the oceans roar? When the people rose to sing Jesus Christ the risen one. We can see that God you're moving, a mighty river through the nation, and young and old will turn to Jesus. Fling wide, you heavenly gates, prepare the way of the risen Lord. Open up the doors and let the music play. Let the streets resound with singing. Songs that bring your hope and songs that bring your joy. Dancers who dance upon injustice. Did you feel the temple tremble? Did you hear the singers roar? When the lost began to sing Jesus Christ the saving one. Feel the people tremble. Did you hear the singers roar? When the lost began to sing Jesus Christ the saving one. We can see that God you move. Mighty river through the nations, and young and old will turn to Jesus. Fling wide, you heavenly gates. upon injustice, open them up, God, and open up the doors and let the music play. Let the streets resound with singing, songs that bring your hope and songs that bring your joy. Dancers who dance upon injustice. Did you feel the darkness tremble? All the saints join in one song, and all the streams flow as one river to wash away our broken man. Did you feel the darkness tremble? All the saints join in one song, all the streams flow as one river to wash away our broken man. We can see that God's your moving. A time of jubilee is coming when young and old return to Jesus. Fling wide to heavenly gates, prepare the way of the risen Lord. Open up the doors and let the music play. Let the streets resound with singing. Songs that bring your hope and songs that bring your joy. Dancers who dance upon injustice. Open up the doors and let the music play. Let the streets resound with singing. Songs that bring your hope and songs that bring your joy. Dancers who dance upon injustice. Open them up, God. Open up the doors and let the music play. Let the streets resound with singing. Songs that bring your hope and songs that bring your joy. Dancers who dance upon injustice. cause your dancers to dance upon this earth. We can see that God you're moving, mighty river through the nations, and young and old will turn to Jesus. Fling wide you heavenly gates, prepare the way of the risen Lord. God, you're moving a mighty river through the nation, and young and old will turn to Jesus. Fling wide you heavenly gates, prepare the way of the risen Lord. Wide you heavenly gates, prepare the way of the risen Lord. Fling wide you heavenly gates, prepare the way of the risen Lord. Prepare the way for you. Bring wide you heavenly gates. Prepare the way to the risen Lord. Bring wide you heavenly gates. Prepare. Saints joined in one song, and all the streams flow as one river to wash away our brokenness. And here we see that God you're moving. Time of jubilee is coming, when old and old return to Jesus. Fling wide you heavenly gates, prepare the way of the risen Lord. Open up the doors and let the music play. Let the streets resound with singing. Songs that bring your hope and songs that bring your joy. Upon injustice, open up the doors and songs that bring your hope and songs that bring your joy. Dancers who dance upon injustice. Spread out the skies over empty space. Said, let there be light into a dark and formless world. Your light was born. You spread out your arms over empty hearts. Said, let there be light to a dark and hopeless world. Your son was born. spread out the skies over empty fronts. Said, let there be light into a dark and formless world. Your light was born. You spread out your arms over empty hearts. Said, let there be light to a dark and hopeless world. Your son was born. You made the world and saw that it was good. You sent your only son, for you are good. What a wonderful maker. What a wonderful Savior. How majestic your whisper. How humble your love. With a strength like no other. And the heart of a father. How majestic your wisdom. What a wonderful God. No eye has fully seen how beautiful the cross, and we have only heard the faintest whispers of how great you are. No eye has fully seen how beautiful the cross, and we have only heard the faintest whispers of how great you are. You made the world and saw that it was sent your only son, for you are good. What a wonderful maker. What a wonderful Savior. How majestic your whisper. How humble your love. With a strength like no other, and the heart of a father, how majestic your whispers. What a wonderful God, and what a wonderful What a wonderful Savior. How majestic your whisper. How humble your love. And with a strength like no other. And the heart of a father. How majestic your whispers. What a wonderful God. And what a wonderful maker. What a wonderful Savior. How majestic. How humble. how majestic your whisper. Waiting in expectancy, surrendered to your sovereignty, and we're hungry for true intimacy, Lord. And we're waiting in expectancy, surrendered to your sovereignty, and we're hungry for true intimacy, Lord. And we're waiting in expectancy, surrendered to your sovereignty, and we're hungry for true intimacy, Lord. For the things of your holy fire from heaven, descend to us, we pray, let us burn again. Holy fire from heaven, consume our hearts today, let us burn again. Holy fire from heaven, descend to us, we pray, let us burn again. Holy fire from heaven, consume our hearts today, let us burn again. Let us burn again. And we're waiting in expectancy, surrender to your sovereignty. And we're hungry for to enter mercy, Lord. For the things of your heart, Lord, we want more of you. We want your heart. Holy breath from heaven, descend to us, we pray, let us breathe again. Holy breath from heaven, revive our hearts today, let us breathe again. Let us breathe again. Breath from heaven, descend to us, we pray, let us breathe again. Holy breath from heaven, revive our hearts today, let us breathe again. Let us breathe again. And we're waiting. Surrender to your sovereignty, and we're hungry for true intimacy, Lord. And we're waiting in expectancy. Surrender to your sovereignty, and we're hungry for true intimacy, Lord, for the things of your wonderful you, O God. How wonderful you are, O God. You are wonderful. Pray that you would open our eyes wider, open our ears more, Lord, so that we can see and hear your goodness. We can take in more of you, God. Send to us, we pray, let us drink again. Lord, we want to drink you in. Holy stream from heaven, bring new life today, let us drink again. holy stream from heaven, descend to us, we pray. Let us dream again. Holy Spirit, come. Holy stream from heaven, bring new life today. Let us drink again. Let us drink again. And we're waiting in expectancy. Surrender to your sovereignty. And we're hungry for true intimacy, Lord. And we're waiting in expectancy. Surrender to your sovereignty. And we're hungry for true intimacy, Lord. We're waiting. Waiting in expectancy, surrendered to your sovereignty, and we're hungry for to enter below. But the things of your sovereignty. We're hungry for true intimacy, Lord. For the things of your heart.
Hello, I want to tell everybody, just believe in Him and surrender your heart for Him and keep believing in Him. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord. He's going to show for Emelina. He's waiting. I believe He's going to show. Emelina going to have a brand new kidney supernaturally. Amen. Yes! Show in here your presence, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you to bring my husband to surrender life to Him. And I ask you, touch Mirnes, Sadk, Muharrem, everyone, touch their heart, let's surrender life to Him. Amen.
Did you get that? She her little baby, 3 years old, does not have any kidneys. She's on a list in waiting. She's very, very, very ill. And Rosado believes God is going to give that baby kidneys supernaturally. So join her in praying for that. But she's up here this morning not begging God to do that. She's up here begging God that all of you would surrender your life fully because God is so good.
Last week, I didn't know that God had told that to Mercada. She had a dream about that. God told her that's what she saw in her dream was that Emelina was going to get new kidneys supernaturally without getting them through an operation. And I told her last week, I think it was last week, I told her, I said, I want you to know I'm praying. She hadn't told me that. I said, I want you to know I'm praying that God would just speak new kidneys into Emelina. God can do that. I mean, He created us out of dust, right? He spoke the world into existence. See, the power of His Word is so huge. But let me give you a thought of something, okay? I'm sorry, I'm going off into something here. But let me give you a thought of something. Over in John chapter 10, around verse 30, Jesus is quoting from the Old Testament, and He says, "Ye are gods." Now listen, God gives us power and ability. When you speak something, you speak something into your life and into the environment that you go into. Do you understand? We are also gods because we are God of our own life. And we get to make choices. Now, God is here moving and touching different people. I've been in many church services where people say, I didn't get nothing out of it. But it's because they were God of their own life and they made choices that they didn't want to get something out of it, or they weren't going to participate, or they're worried about what everybody else is doing, or they're full of their own thing. But you, when you come, you get to choose in your own life, but here, you get to choose if you're listening, you get to choose if you're cooperating, you get to choose if you're participating. See, I believe God's going to speak new kidneys into Emelina because that's how God's been moving on me to pray. Now, I told her that before I knew God had already told her that. Okay?
Before you even came up to pray this morning, God was moving on me. And a lot of times in a vision, I see Him out standing on the waters, just standing on top of the water. And when He says, come to me, it means He wants to talk about doing the impossible. Because we can't walk on water. But when He calls us to walk on water, to come to Him, it means I want to do something impossible. And I saw Him standing on the water, and He said, come to me and bring Emelina. And I said, you want me to go get her? He said, no, I mean in prayer. And I went out on the water, and I took her and put her in His hands. And He said, I am going to heal her. But faith, that little mustard seed of faith, He puts it in your hand. And you don't need more than that. You need to act on that. So you don't need more faith. You need to take what you have and act on it, and it will grow. So maybe it didn't happen the first time you said it. Don't quit saying it. Because if God said it's what He's doing, you keep claiming it until it's done. And we were just reading a book where a little girl brought her blind grandma to a service, and the preacher prayed over her, and she fell on the floor, and she cried, and she got up, and she said, God touched me, but I'm still blind. She came 7 nights, every night, same thing. And on that 7th night, when she got up, she could see. Now, God told him, it was eight nights, because He said it was like an octopus demon with 8 tentacles wrapped around her eye sockets. And every night when He prayed for her, 1 tentacle came off. 1 at a time came off. And on that 8th night, when the last one came off, she could see. So what if He would have said, after 7 nights, I guess I missed it and God didn't really say it. He threw away that mustard seed. When God tells you something, you have to keep hanging on to it and just keep saying what God told you until you see it. So even before you came up, he was talking to me about the mustard seed is growing. The mustard seed is growing. That faith is growing and growing and growing. And you just keep believing him and praising him and doing what he tells you to do and pray what he tells you to pray. And one day we're going to see it. We're going to see it. What a day. We're going to throw a party here when we see that, aren't we? We're going to throw an Emelina party. Okay, I don't think we're done here, so we interrupted. I'm sorry.
God can do whatever he wants. He's not interrupting.
Sing a simple song of love to my Savior, to my Jesus. I'm grateful for the things you've done, my love and Savior, oh precious Jesus. My heart is glad that you've called me your own, and there's no place I'd rather be than in your arms of love, than in your arms of love, holding me still. Simple song of love to my Savior, to my Jesus. I'm grateful for the things you've done, my precious Savior, my precious Jesus. My heart is glad that you called me your own. There's no place I'd rather be in your arms of love, in your arms of love, in your simple song of love to my Savior, to my Jesus. I'm grateful for the things you've done, my loving Savior, oh precious Jesus. My heart is glad that you called me your own. There's no place I'd rather be. My heart is glad. My
heart is glad that you called me your own. There's no place I'd rather be than in your arms of love. 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 We're in your arms of love. In your arms of love. Holding me still. Holding me near. Holding me still. Holding me near. You're holding me still. Holding me near. In your arms of love. 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 Holding me still. Holding me near. Holding me still. Holding me near. Holding me still. Holding me near. In your arms of
Who would love to see God get free? Who would really like to hear what God has to say? There's only one way he gets free. He's confined himself to living through you. If God is in you, and you don't speak when he gives you something, then you're the one not letting God get free. What would happen if everybody in this room who has the Holy Ghost inside of them would suddenly say, no more fear, get out. No more intimidation, get out. No more shyness. Get out. No more doubt. Get out. Yes, God, you can get out. Verbally through me. Physically through me. You know, one time when Janiyah was a little girl, we were going to a church, very quiet, very respectful, and very controlled. And she said, if heaven's going to be like church, I don't think I want to go there. Is this how you want to have to behave in church? Do you want to have to all of us just sit in chairs and be participants, not participating, just watching? Do you want to get free like Mercedes?
Yeah.
Do you want to let God be free and find out who you really are? How would you like to be like, you know, little 3 and 4 year olds and just go ahead and get up and do whatever it is you want to do? Some of you would really like to go get a drink of water right now, but that's, you know, you can't do that, right? Some of you might would like to just get up and dance around a bit, but man, somebody might look at you. Some of you might want to get up and cry or shout or whatever. What is God doing in you? Are you letting Him be free through you? I think we're just going to leave an open mic for a few minutes. And if God is moving in you to say something, to share something, to do something, to go to somebody, to hug somebody, to slap somebody in the head, whatever it is. You know, sometimes that's how you know, sometimes you got to wake up like, hey, wake up. Don't do it hard, though. We're just going to leave an open mic for a few minutes and see what God wants to do through you if you'll let Him do it.
I just come back from a men's retreat the last 2 days, and there was like 8 pastors, and there was like 37 of us there, and I felt that I was really prepared for battle by this experience, and I was in my heart to go and shine my armor. You know, it says in Ephesians 6 about putting on the whole armor of God, and health. Not just in our church, but in a lot of churches right now, there's a lot of health issues going on. And God's put it up, the scripture in my heart, that greater that He that is lives within us than He that's in the world. Yeah, yeah. And that spirit that the devil has allowed these little things to irritate us, to get us off our square, we need to repeat that to ourselves so that we can stay where God would have us, you know. And so that experience through that men's retreat, I felt a strong unity through, there was like 8 different churches with guys there, and it gave me strength and hope. So.
The devil's a liar. Keep trusting Jesus because He's the one who's going to see you through. Even in this situation here, I'm just praying that. I believe Emelina even right now has those kidneys. Right now.
I read a book once by a Chinese man who had gone through prison several times. And he had come very close to Jesus because of that. And he said, so many of our brothers and sisters throughout the world pray for us that the persecution will stop. But he said, we don't want that. We don't want that. That blows my mind. He said, the only way that we can get closer to God is through these particular problems and trials that He brings to us.
Right.
This is the only way. And being closer to God is more important than anything. Anything. Anything in life. It's so important. I don't understand that. That's probably what's going to be coming upon our land to some degree, as a lot of prophets have been saying. And we try to ready ourselves. But we don't look at things the way God looks at them.
Right.
And we are starting to. We want to. We want to change our mindsets to see how He wants us to see things, because he's not some God who wants to just punish us and make us hurt and see how we squirm because he has some controlling issue. No. That's not the way he is.
Nope, not at all.
God wants the best for us in the long run. So just like with our kids, we don't give them a whole bunch of candy because that's what they would like in the short run. They would like that right now. We know that would hurt them. It would make their teeth rot. That would give them bad taste buds to only want sweet things. And he's not like that, just like we're not like that. And that's what he's doing with Mersada and with Moore and Emelina's family and with us. He is bringing the hardships to mold us and to shape us and to bring us into the closeness of trusting him and realizing that he is trustworthy. He's faithful. And in the word it says, even though he slay me, yet will I praise him. It says I don't know the exact wording, but even when there's, for a person who's a farmer, he's saying, there's famine, or if there's plenty. Either way, I'll praise him. And that's what I want to do every day.
Jesus, you're beautiful.